Hello, everybody, and welcome to Video Game Bang, your source for all things video game. I'm your host, Corey Vincent. Sitting with me, as always, my good friend Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
And we have a special guest today. She is none other than both of our friends, very good friend, dear friend of the program, probably our number one fan. Probably, yeah, I'd say she's our number one fan. Her name is Laura Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so as you'll notice, there was no intro music today. There will be no intro music until we get our official Video Game Bang theme song rolling. It's just too much. I got flagged on SoundCloud for a little bit of copyright infringement warning, so I will cease and desist use of music that we do not obtain the copyrights of. So if that is a turnoff, well, too bad. Yeah, too bad.
Sorry.
No, I don't think it would be that much of a turnoff.
Well, it should be within the next two couple episodes. We're going to have some custom intro music. We're going to be more organized, some more guests, more games.
Expect some changes, I guess, is the best thing to say, right?
Yeah, and we should lead off by telling everybody that we are using Twitter actively during the recording now. So that's a new thing. And you can tweet us at VideoGameBang. And, you know, if you, we'll be tweeting out things, maybe getting your opinion. We'll say your name over the air. That is an ice cream truck. We are in the beautiful North and Natomas area of Sacramento, California. And the window's open because it's hot up here.
It is hot, yes, very hot.
So, Aaron, it's been on everybody's mind since the last episode. What are you playing?
I would say I'm not playing any traditional games right now. I'm playing, there's a game on my phone. It's called Duolingo. Everybody should pick it up. It's on, I think, Android and iOS. But it literally is just teaching you how to speak a different language. I'm going through Spanish right now, and I've got, like, the basics down. So I can say, like, yo soy el hombre.
Yeah, that's questionable.
It's very questionable. But I just started, you know. And the only thing that I found kind of weird about it is it texted me saying, hey, it's time to practice again. I'm like, hey, you're kind of intruding into my life. You're an app. Stay in your place. like, stay in your place.
Wow.
Right now.
So what made you throw it in the game category?
Because they have little games. It's just like little games to, you know, it's like Dora the Explorer app. That's pretty much what it is. Oh, wow. As opposed to just, you know, sitting in a classroom and learning and stuff like that. Free download. You have like lives, like little hearts, like Zelda hearts that you lose if you get stuff wrong. You earn coins and stuff like that. That's why I'm saying it's more of a game, you know, than just a educational tool. But I mean, I'm having fun with it, so hopefully we'll see in a couple of months, maybe. I'll be fluent enough to live in Mexico for a day.
Wow. Yeah. And maybe we can do a second version of the podcast where you overdub yourself in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. You know, el video game bango.
El video
juego. Yeah. Juego bang.
Oh, we have a native Spanish speaker right here. Why don't you, for those of the people listening who speak Spanish, how do you pronounce video game bang in?
Video game bang? Yeah. In Spanish?
Sí. Oh.
If there is a way.
Is there? Bang?
No.
That's bread.
Do you want me to say in Spanish?
That's pan, isn't it?
It's bread.
What?
Pan.
I didn't say pan, I said bang.
Oh, wow. It sounded like you said bread. Shit. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. For us Spanish speakers over here, we thought he said bread.
You're referring to yourself as
just
a Spanish speaker because
you've
been playing.
Yes, after lesson one, I'm fluent in bread.
I guess juegos de video, bang.
That was awesome.
Very good.
One more time for the people.
Juegos de video, bang.
And then question mark at the end?
Yeah.
Bang? Bang? Do we? Are we supposed to bang at the end of that? I don't know.
Well, we were joking a little bit earlier, and you know, when it was just me and Aaron, it was turning into Video Game Sausage Fest.
Big time.
And so now it's a little bit better.
Oh, evens out.
It evens out.
Sort of.
And I'll extend the same gratitude or question to Laura. What are you playing?
I've been playing only on my 3DS, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. That's all.
That's it?
Probably a little bit of Mario, because I've been Mario deprived.
Are you deep into the Zelda?
Am I deep into
it? Like playing for a long time? Like, have you?
Oh,
deep into it. What else?
No, I mean, because I thought that. Well, I've been working a lot. That's what I'm saying. No, just playing it.
And your thoughts?
So far, so good. I'm hooked. I'm getting more hooked and hooked the more I play it. Because I usually play at night because it's handheld.
See, when
I'm in bed.
When I think of handheld Zelda, I'm thinking like top down, you're throwing bushes at things and stuff. Is it like that, or did they update it to like new standards?
Well, she said it's the Ocarina of Time, right?
Well, I don't know what Ocarina of Time.
Oh my gosh.
I thought the Ocarina was a 90s dance.
Oh wow. That's terrible.
A Macarena.
Oh, well, see, what does that mean?
Actually, I don't know. That's just a word made up.
Yeah,
in
maybe
Spanish.
Just a like
the
Jiggy.
Macarena of Time.
you think she's going to like...
Lou Bega.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda and the Macarena of Time.
That's horrible.
You thought about it. All right. So we got that out of the way, right?
Not only that, I've been playing Red Dead 2. The Red single player. Because I haven't. I think last time we left off, we were in a... We were playing multiplayer or something like that.
Yeah, we did a couple of group
missions.
It was
so much fun, though.
Oh, the days.
But that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been sold that game again.
So we're all getting Grand Theft Auto 5, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going
to
get it?
I think I might.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards it. It's, I don't know.
How much of your video game purchases these days depend on what other people get?
None,
really?
No.
Laura?
I think most of the time it's this guy's idea.
Really? So you just listen to him?
He's like, get this. Well, Red Dead was one of them, to be honest.
Yeah, Red Dead. I had her get that one. But, I mean, in truth, let's be honest, I usually do pick the AAA titles. I mean, there's an occasion where...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I wrong?
Defiance.
Defiance. Defiance, there's still people. Did you like Defiance?
I like Defiance.
All right, then. Okay.
I kind of like Defiance. No, it doesn't count. I want to hear she Stellar. Played it. You said triple A.
She played it for long periods of time, even without us.
I have to admit, I don't know. I probably need to get more into it, too.
She hasn't even beat the game. But see, Laura plays games a little differently than everybody else, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Just a little, tad bit slower.
Because I have work and I'm a woman. And
none of us.
Whoa, hold on. W word.
Hold on.
So soon.
I have to do things,
Hold on. That sounds like excuses. We all have jobs here. None of us here are jobless people that can play all day.
She likes to savor the flavor of the video game.
Oh, sure. When you play.
Soak it up. We've seen her. She's still working through Skyrim, I think.
Yes, when you play Skyrim for 17 hours and haven't become Dragonborn.
Shut up. That was a fluke.
A fluke? I didn't even think that was possible.
I was so into just fulfilling other quests that I kind of forgot. But anyways, I want to go back to it, but I feel like if I go back to it, I'll never go back to any other games that I want to play. And it'll take a very longer time.
It does take up a lot of time.
Skyrim, oh yeah.
I know I'm going to get sucked into it again, and I'm trying to avoid that. But it's a good game for me. It's one of my favorites.
I think more of my game purchases are decided by what other people are buying than it probably should be. Because if it doesn't have a good multiplayer and I don't know if I'm going to have solid people to play with, it's it's a close one.
Multiplayer is important. I'm more of a co-op type of person. I'm not really into the competitive unless it's just Call of Duty, but then that's just the only game. So
Halo.
But Halo. When's the last time I was on that? And I kind of liked it only because of the map editing. That was the big thing for me, and all the new stuff you can do with that. But I played it for the campaign, too, a little. Well, actually, I didn't even beat the campaign.
You didn't beat the campaign?
No. What I really played it for was the Spartan Ops. Mm. That co-op. See, I knew I played it for some type of co-op. I like co-op over competitive any day. Any day. Corey, you got anything?
I just wanted to see how far we would go. On dead. That was just a test, everybody. That was just a test.
Wow. Yeah.
So we have a list of topics again to challenge your minds as well as our own. And one of the first things we wanted to talk about today was the benefit of reserving video games.
Now, I guess as somebody that worked at GameStop for some time, it may have changed too as well. I know when I was there, when you first start off at GameStop, they don't really tell you too much besides, hey, you need to, you know, get these reserves. They don't really tell you what benefits, you know, how it benefits the customer besides the little extra add-ons that you give them or whatever. But as I worked there more and more, I saw that it kind of, you didn't need to reserve everything. So if it was a big game that came out, like your Call of Duty, you didn't need to really reserve it because you know the store was going to get like 50 copies. Yeah. But they have smaller games that people are interested in. Your Tales series, like Tales of Symphonia was on the GameCube. And I mean, the diehard fans of Tales stuff, they'll know what the Tales when I say, you know, Tales series. Those type of games you might want to reserve because your GameStop stores would only get like 3 copies and then have like 70 people want the game and it would just not be in store. One of the benefits, though, I guess now, because they're starting to give a lot more DLC, I mean, it's not top class DLC. Maybe get a weapon or something like that that you usually will just throw away in the beginning of the game anyway. But
Borderlands?
Yeah. Borderlands is huge on that. They don't give out good stuff. But if they give you out like an extra, if they give you an extra level or something like that, I say go for that. It's difficult, though. Like, what's the last game that you even pre-ordered? Like, because you wanted what came with it?
Halo.
What came with it? Do you remember what came with it?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
That's when I had to reserve it. I really mainly wanted it at midnight that night because I knew I had the next day off. Which goes to my thing about reserving video games is I could see how it makes sense for the companies, like you're saying. Like, they make... That's 100% pure profit. When they're holding your $5 for 6 months before the game comes out, you know, they're making money. Granted, it's marginal on whatever they're making off of your, what am I trying to think of?
It's just the $5 that you put down?
Well, the $5 you sit, it collects interest.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's marginal, my $5, but when you put down a bunch of pre-orders, and, you know, they're making money. And they're guaranteed to get your business for that game.
But see, they don't even say that to their employees.
No, they don't tell their employees.
Like, you had to hear that from like just some, I don't know, guy in a trench coat behind GameStop that used to work there and higher ups or something like that. Now, when I was there, they tried to explain it as, we're just trying to figure out who is interested in this game to send it to your store. It's like, when it's Madden, come on now.
Then just let me put my name on a piece of paper to reserve it.
That's what they did before I even got there.
They didn't collect money?
They collected, I think they still collected money, but it was all on paper. That's what I was referring to. They just wrote your name down somewhere. But yeah, they always collect money.
Yeah, if I'm going to reserve a game, it's because I know there's going to be a midnight launch, and I want to get it at midnight.
But why?
Just to have that prestige of playing the game right when it comes out.
How does that enhance the game?
It doesn't enhance the game, but I mean, you don't have to wait the next day. You can just go home and play it. I want to play the game tonight.
What's the last game you reserved, Laura?
I think it was Black Ops 2, to be honest.
Well, that's quite a while back.
Yeah,
that was a ways.
Oops.
I reserved the Xbox because...
Well, that's a system, though.
Well, it's the same principle. I want to make sure I get one, so that's one of the reasons to reserve, is that you're guaranteed to get one at least.
Yeah, I think... But systems and the games, I think there's going to be a little different.
For a Madden or a game or a Call of Duty or a Halo, you probably don't have to reserve it because, you know...
But those are the big games. Yeah. The smaller games... Yeah, and then even to some extent, they're not going to just get rid of the smaller games altogether. You're going to come back with you know, another shipment of them maybe like next week or something like that. So you might have to wait a little longer. But like with Xbox One, or, you know, if they do the same thing that the Wii did in the beginning, where you'd have to wait a couple of weeks until they got another shipment of them or something like that, then that'd be a good reason to, yeah, I want to reserve it, get my money down now so I can guaranteed one right when it comes out. But I think the software is a little different.
The it really depends on the time of year, too. I did an article on the website about the reserving of your Xbox One or PS4. All right, I didn't pick a side. I said both sides. I kept it neutral because this Christmas is going to turn into a nightmare. You know already.
For stores,
it's
yeah.
For stores, it's going to be a store for a nightmare. For people who are trying to buy the systems that didn't Indecisive. Reserve, it's going to be a nightmare. You think they're just going to have a plethora of Xbox Ones and PS4s?
I don't think so. No, but I think people now already know what they're going to get or what they're going for.
They know what they're
going
to get, but if they don't reserve it, chances are they're not going to get it before Christmas.
Yeah, no. I don't think it is. I mean, it's coming out, what, November?
Yeah, end of November, mid to end of November.
Have they said when the PS4 is coming out?
I haven't seen a solid launch date on either.
Hmm. Well, then you always have the Wii U.
And it's actually, I think they're scum, but those people that will reserve the console, buy it, and then mark it up double on eBay.
Oh, well, yeah, that's day one buyers.
That's what bugs me more than anything, but that's what's going to happen. And, like, we're in Sacramento, so we're a decent area for stores getting a lot of stock. But think of, you know, the little tiny podunk cities in the Midwest where they have one Walmart.
Yeah.
And they're going to get three Xbox Ones and three PlayStation 4s.
But I think they do that because in those little small towns, nobody's really hankering for a Xbox One.
No, they are. But those are the ones that more than likely, if they want to get little Jimmy PS4 for Christmas are going to go on eBay and spend $800 on a $500 electronic.
If they haven't learned from history, they're fools. But it's just like mid America. Whenever we go on like Xbox and play Call of Duty and you see how the lights flash up, it's usually the coasts that are lit up. Yeah. You don't see like the Colorado, North Dakota, and you know.
To all of our listeners in Colorado and North Dakota, we're not hating on you.
Yeah, to the two people that have internet connection way out there in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming in the cornfields. You know, we're not saying it's you. We're just saying it's the population around you that's stuck in 1920.
And moved to California.
Oh, yeah. You get moved to an actual place that has cities. What is it, like one city in Wyoming? Cheyenne?
I'm impressed you knew that one.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that one.
Exactly. Look, that's not...
Well, Wyoming, right?
Wyoming is the state.
No, I know. I think I did a research paper back in elementary, and I should know this.
Why don't you tell us the state bird?
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody knows. People in Wyoming don't know anything about Wyoming.
Oh, you're going to get us killed.
Not by Wyomingians, or whatever you would call them. Wyomingites.
So we got tons of games coming up. We got Titanfall. There's
I'm so excited for that.
Titanfall? Yeah. You really?
Now,
tell us what makes you excited for this one?
Well, it's different. It's fresh, and it's FPS, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like first-person shooters, I guess. But so, I wanted something fresh than like Halo or Call of Duty or.
Well, it's the Call of Duty people making this one, right?
It is the old Call of Duty people.
Yeah, I think
Respawn Entertainment.
I think he transferred her.
Is it just one person moving
no,
over?
No, it's like pretty much some of the top dogs from
like core group or something like that.
Some Illuminati of first person shooter gurus got together and made Respawn, and backed by EA, making this monster first person shooter mech driving thing. I think it's I dare I say, going to be a contender for Game of the Year.
Go ahead.
Whoa, there are some...
No, go
Laura
ahead.
Almost
go.
Threw up in her mouth.
Go, ahead. Go ahead, Laura.
I know, I just hate that it's not going to even come out in fall. It's going to come out in spring, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is. I don't think it's a launch title. No, it's not a launch title.
So then it wouldn't be a contender for Game of the Year.
Game of next year.
Wow. That is really yet to be seen, because who knows what they'll be coming out with next year.
Well, if it hasn't been announced yet, chances are it's not going to come out by the end of next year, right?
You never know. Those are those shocker games that come out of nowhere and end up, you know, I don't know, surprising you. Minecraft 2 announced January 1st, 2014. And then what are you left with? Oh, everybody's, you know, vacated from that whole, robot mech. What was that game called? I don't even know what it is anymore. Who made that? Minecraft 2 came out.
It tore up the awards for E3. And the last game I think that did that was, oh, man. I think it was Dishonored, you know, so that one was okay. And then before that, I believe it was Skyrim. So, I don't know. That people saw something good in that Titanfall. That
I want to see more. It looks like it really is geared towards a competitive multiplayer type of thing. And that's cool, you know.
You got jetpacks, too.
Jetpacks, mechs. And a whole bunch of new weird weapons.
It's a lot of stuff that kind of reminds me of Halo in a way.
It did kind of have a Halo feel looking to
with
it.
Call of Duty, I don't know. It's kind of meshed in there.
Yeah. I mean, take from the best games, I guess. Yeah.
So we got Titanfall, which is my probably personal choice for my guess. I don't think it'll be my favorite game, but I think it'll be Game of the Year. And there's also The Division.
Which I still haven't seen too much on.
You didn't watch that?
Nah, I haven't got a chance. I know, and even a coworker of mine told me I got to watch that too. But he said there was a 7-minute clip on YouTube of actual gameplay of the
video. It was kind of a weird idea. I don't know. It was like three people playing the game, kind of. They were like voice actors playing the game. So it was like it wasn't a live, like these people are actually playing the game and going through. It was like, planned, I guess, with voice actors.
Well, I mean, usually those are scripted.
Yeah, okay. It was totally, yeah, that's what I was looking for. It was a scripted, like, gameplay footage that where the voice actors were pretending like they were people playing the game.
Huh.
So, like, you know, they're walking through and they find a gun and the guy's like, oh, that's a sweet gun. What are the stats on that?
Oh, wow.
That's better suited for you.
So it was Randy Pitchford and the Borderlands team playing The Division. Is that what it was?
Yeah. The most unrealistic part, too, which a friend of mine, Kyle, was talking about, is they go into this room, and there's a sweet gun that just pops up. Mm. And one guy looks at it and says, oh, you better take that.
Yeah, nobody does
that in a video game. Are you kidding me?
The most unpolite people online. They would just rain and snatch
that.
Rough.
That is mine.
Exactly.
or pull a Mark Griffin, and he's in the room like 8 minutes before you, and he already took it and didn't say anything.
I don't know. I got to go check it out. I got to check it out, because I know it's beginning a lot of buzz, and all I know is the name of the title. That's it. Like, I don't know anything about it. Is it not Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six? This is not their just a rename.
It is a Tom Clancy. It doesn't look like a rename. Yeah, it's geared for multiplayer, and it's also one of the best uses of a mobile device I've seen so far in a video game.
Mm. So are they doing it like the what is that Battlefield? Have you seen the Battlefield mobile device integration?
No, inform me.
Where they have it, where I guess one person, I think it's called Commander, and they can help out units by just dropping out packets or sending airstrikes, and you know, all while everybody else is playing online, you're doing this from your tablet. So I'm not sure what the Division is doing, if they're doing anything, you know, similar, but
it's very similar.
Okay.
In the gameplay, it was the guys went to this area and they were pinned down, and there were dudes on the roof, and you know, they're dealing with these guys, and it shows like their friend drop online from online onto the game, and with his gamer tag up there, and it said Surface or tablet or whatever, and that person's like, oh, looks like you guys need some help, I got a few minutes. And he comes in and he's like using he's spotting people, he's dropping like little artillery, and then he's like, oh, dinner's ready, gotta go, and he flies off.
Huh. So did he have a character in game, or was it just...
He was just in the helicopter thing.
Ah, okay. So I was wondering, like, can you stop that somehow? Can the opposing team stop him from doing anything? Like, what representation in-game is there for him? Like, could I shoot that helicopter down, and then, boom, he's just out of it?
I would hope so, because, that was against AI. And then after they deal with the AI, they walk around a corner, and then you see a squad of other players, and then that's where the trailer ends. That's kind of a theme, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Grand Theft Auto 5. They
show you the multiplayer just a tad bit, and then we end it, you know. Well, I mean, you got to leave it on some type of cliffhanger. Yeah. I like that. I like that presentation type of style, though. The Grand Theft Auto. I don't understand why that hasn't been even mentioned for a contender for Game of the Year, and that's going to be this gen as opposed to the next gen stuff.
That's true.
With the world being as big as it is and everything like that, like I'm excited for that one.
What a way to end the. Reign of the current generation, because is there going to be any other blockbusters after that, you think?
No, but I mean, that's just usually how game system lives, you know, go. The best games come in towards the end, and they usually say it's because the developers know how to actually get the best out of the system, you know, since they've used it for... by the end of the life cycle. And so that's what we're probably getting out of Grand Theft Auto. They've probably found all the little tricks they can do with the PS3 and Xbox, and they're just throwing them out there because the world looks, you know, huge. Really huge.
Another friend of mine is considering getting his first console in a very long time. And we're at a weird time where I generally usually have an opinion of like, oh, yeah, you should get the 360. Or, oh, you seem like a PlayStation 4 would do you better. But at this point, I honestly have no idea what to recommend him. It's so close to the new consoles, so is getting a PS3 or an Xbox 360 at this point a waste of time?
No. I mean, if you like video games, no. I mean, if you're a big hardcore gamer, you're probably going to get both of them.
This isn't a hardcore gamer. This is just an average Joe.
First
system he's had since, like, Nintendo.
Then he needs to get the Wii. Not the Wii U. No.
I wouldn't wish that on my enemy.
Just go to the store. What are they, like $89 now? Just get a Wii, play some Wii tennis.
I think he should wait.
He's going to drop half a G on a system.
What do you think?
But then you're going to make him get stuck on the old generation?
He hasn't played a console in how long?
Yeah, but he's wanting to get into it, so, and especially, like, knowing he's a friend of ours, and I'm going to be moving on to the next console, so if he is kind of getting it, thinking, oh, yeah, we'll have games in common, we can share games.
You said the last console he had was what?
I don't know, Nintendo, years ago. NES? This is, like, a middle-aged gamer, so okay. It's not...
Okay, so then, if he's trying to get back into, you know, to gaming, I would probably just recommend one of the current-gen ones, Xbox 360, PS3.
He could get used to on the next generation.
Yeah.
Because it has the same things, even better.
I think they're going to be a little more difficult. A lot more options are going to be available on Xbox One. Think about not just the integration of, you know, all that other stuff. Twitch. I'm talking about for games in general. Look at the game Watch Dogs that's coming out and all the stuff you can do in that game. Like, there's going to be, I think all the games, they're not going to be any simplistic games anymore. They're going to be Skyrim type of options to where you'll get distracted for hours from the main storyline.
And looks at me.
I'm just saying. Like,
for those of you who can't see what's going on right here, Aaron looked at Laura when he made that last comment.
It's going to be that in-depth. I don't think there are going to be any of the little solo, I don't think there's going to be any intro games on Xbox One and PS4.
How much is a 360 right now?
I don't know. Maybe $199 now, and then the price range too. Like he can.
Well, I mean, okay. This is like a grown man. He's got money. I mean, he's. I'm not saying he's rich, but
yeah,
he can handle his finances.
That's fine. But is he gonna? And he probably is smart with his money. So then, if he's trying to get into gaming, he's not gonna just blow $600 on a console.
I don't know, Aaron. I don't know.
To introduce himself into gaming again after the 80s?
Well, see, I'm a lot younger than Aaron is, for those of you.
A lot younger?
For those of you listening.
Somebody must have failed math class.
I'm just a pup compared to Aaron. So I wasn't there for the last big console switchover. I wasn't aware. How long did it really take people to move from Xbox to fully, like, 360s at the Xbox is nothing?
That's, I think that's different.
Well, no, or moving from the one generation to the next generation is different?
Yeah, because if you said he hasn't had a gaming console since Nintendo, it's 80s,
a big, it's a big that's gap.
How many generations has he missed? 64, well, Super I'm talking Nintendo?
About in general, though. For a console to be obsolete from the current generation, how long did it take 360 to be it, and then no one was playing the Xbox anymore?
Probably a year.
A full year?
Yeah, just probably about a year, because you got to think the games didn't really come out
for it. They stopped putting out quality games.
They stopped putting out quality games, yeah.
And so if he gets the Xbox 360 now, he has maybe a year and a half of new content, lackluster new content.
No, I wouldn't say lackluster, because we just talked about Grand Theft Auto.
That's it, though. We think we can both agree that there's going to be no huge Xbox 360 blockbusters.
I mean, nothing we know of right now.
You might get another Call of Duty. You probably won't get another Halo.
Destiny is still coming out on there. That'll be his introduction to a first-person shooter / RPG. If he wants to open,
Destiny's going to be next gen, though.
And then there's still quality games that isn't even. He can go to a Skyrim and still have fun, because whenever Skyrim came out, you still had people playing Morrowind on the regular Xbox. Elder Scrolls, and that's the same, you know, that's the exact same type of gameplay, but it was just older, dated graphics, and then, you had Skyrim. So say I bought an Xbox, and Xbox 360 just came out with Skyrim. Elder Scrolls Oblivion, because that was the first one to come out. And I'm playing Morrowind still. And I like it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my type of game. I like playing, I like these worlds, I like these storylines. You know, what's next? And then I see, oh, hey, the Xbox 360 has Elder Scrolls Oblivion. That's going to be my natural progression. So say he gets the Xbox 360, and he plays Destiny. And he's like, oh, this game is, this is really good. I like the graphics. I like the storyline and all that, the online integration and stuff like that. Because Xbox Live is still going to be around on there and everything.
Yeah.
And he sees something like Titanfall on the next one. I mean, it's not 100% the same, but it's a first-person shooter, better graphics, online. You got probably co-op on there somewhere. And he's going to be like, well, I want that now, And... What if he, on the flip side, buys it and he's like, I don't like any of these games. Everything is over my head now. Where's the jump button?
That's true.
Then he didn't just.
Where's my man?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's my man on the screen? How many mans do I have left?
Then he's out.
Remember that?
$600 if he spent it on Xbox One.
But he can save now.
So it's like, I think getting the current gen system, like, I would recommend he get the current gen system. Don't just go out there because it's the new flashy thing. Then you're Noel Beltran.
Ouch. That's an insult, people.
And that's not an insult. That's a fact. See? And you can't insult with facts.
One of the big complaints we had on this podcast was that me and Aaron tend to agree on too many issues. But here's where we have a huge disagreement. Aaron, you're being like a caveman. I got this friend of mine. I mean, he's a modern American man. He's got needs. He's got wants.
Mm-hmm.
Every man wants to be on top and have what's his and own it. And this is the situation. There's a console out that's about to die. It's an old dinosaur, crippling towards death. Either way, whether it's an Xbox, we keep saying Xbox because that's what's better. But there's the PS3 out there too. So
PS4.
Oh,
no, he's talking about now. Current.
Actually, that was kind of one of my things that I was telling him. Maybe he'd want to go with the PS3 because it's cheap right now and it's 3D Blu-ray.
So then why is my argument invalid?
Well, because you don't really buy a PlayStation 3 for games. Do you?
Yeah, there are people out there that do.
I literally only have it sitting under my TV as a 3D Blu-ray player.
There's games on there, and it's going to be the same thing. I bet you there's going to be people out there that buy their Xbox One, and just because it's the new shiny thing and don't play games, and they'll just use it as
their TV.
use it as their TV receiver or
Xbox,
Blu-ray player.
What's on HBO?
Exactly. So it's like, I would play it safe with him. I'm telling you, instead of you know, having him sink his money into something that he's probably, you know, he may not use because he's been out of the game for so long. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I understand your whole new and flashy thing, but I'd like get the current stuff, see what you like.
So
ease your way in. You said he has money. He must have a steady job.
So to my friend out there who may or may not be listening, Aaron is going to say go with the Xbox 360. Actually, would you or say PS3. Xbox 360 or PS3?
Xbox or PS3.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really
well,
matter.
Well, I think his our other mutual friend has a Xbox 360 already.
Well, yeah, if he
and
wants
he's
to...
planning, I think, on staying with the 360 for a while.
And then he can borrow games.
They can play together.
Yeah, they can play together. So he's getting kind of the same experience that...
But I'm trying to talk both of them into getting the Xbox One with me.
Yeah, see, that's with you. Yeah. And I think it's... I think it's more for your benefit than theirs, because just like you said previously, you're motivated by what everybody else is getting, so you can have an experience with everybody on the same system. Yeah. So if you get it,
God, am I a follower?
Oh yeah, like oh, no. that's terrible. Now you want him to go off and sink money into that, and then if he doesn't play it, then it's just sitting there collecting dust like your PS3.
All right. Well, I'm still sticking. With the Xbox One or even a PS4. I say just go current gen. What about you, Laura? You're the decision maker here.
Deciding wow. factor, Laura. Deciding it's all factor. All
this is why
on
we
you.
Have you here.
I don't even know this guy.
I don't know this guy either.
I don't know this man.
I don't know this guy. I don't know this man.
If you don't know my friend, but if it's your friend who's saying, Laura, what do I get?
Well, if I was in his situation, I guess, I would just go where my friends were going, I guess, just for my friends. I don't know.
Okay, if you're in his situation, say you're in the situation where all his friends intend to get the next system, but they already have this system, then what would you tell them? Like, everybody already has an Xbox 360 with us right now.
Well, I didn't have an Xbox 360, and I just went for it before, you know, remember?
Yeah. But the next system's coming out, what, this November?
November.
We all still have it. We all still have the Xbox, you know. And even though some of us are on the fence of what we're getting, you know, we know most likely the majority of us are going to be purchasing the Xbox One. What would you tell the next guy to get?
I think the newer system.
Bam!
I don't, because
all I do I is
you,
win.
You have, to, I wanna, you have to have an explanation.
I want to invest in the best, I guess. If I'm going to be spending hundreds of dollars, I might as well just go a little bit more and just get the whole brand new system. And
it still sounds like she's talking about herself.
Oh, God.
I mean,
well,
she
I'm
said
trying to
if,
put myself in that situation.
Yeah, so see? Easier. So you would want somebody to tell you to just get the best.
Now you're making this whole thing inception on her.
No. I'm sorry that I make people think more than just, you know, oh, let me go ahead and just buy anything. I'm not saying it's not going to be, or, you know, he's missing out if he doesn't get an Xbox One or something like that.
He's going to get, like, probably like a year.
I'm thinking about how long he hasn't played video games. And what has changed in the decades that he's been out of playing video games. It's not Super Mario anymore, you know. He's not going to be looking for mushrooms to make him grow bigger. There's guns and bazookas and perks and shouts and screams and stuff like that. It's totally a new ball game. I mean, I would actually wonder, has he played any games since Mario, like
I have no clue.
Yeah, so I mean,
but
there's casual gamers, which it sounds like what he is.
If money wasn't an issue,
if money's not an issue, it's still the same thing.
No, really,
no, why?
Because here we go.
He's a casual gamer. How many casual gamers turn into hardcore gamers?
That's how hardcore gamers are made.
No, they're not. I have a 13-year-old brother. He was never a casual gamer. He was a hardcore gamer. He started off
from
hardcore.
From the minute he picked up the controller.
From the minute he picked up the controller to, I bet you if I called home now, I'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on Call of Duty right now. Hardcore gamers aren't aren't created.
They're born.
They're born, yes.
Wow, and with that, we're going to take our first break, everybody. We'll be back with more Video Game Bang.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Bang. We hope you're enjoying the program so far. If you haven't already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang and let us know what you think about the show so far. We really want your comments. Or, you know, if you like it, you know, let us know. Also, for more video game and technology news and reviews, please visit the website at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. And now back to the show, which I know you're going to listen to the rest of it.
And we are back with more Video Game Bang. If you are not already, please follow us at Twitter, on Twitter, at Video Game Bang. No spaces, no trick spelling, nothing, just at Video Game Bang. It helps us keep our ear to the ground, as they say. We could hear opinions, what you like, what you don't like. As a matter of fact, over the break, we went to Twitter, and looks like a fellow named Steven Gutierrez asked if we had watched the new Walking Dead trailer. So we did spend about 4.5 minutes. Is that how long it was?
Yeah, it was almost five. Yeah,
about 5 minutes of this new Walking Dead trailer.
You saw the whole season in that 5 minutes.
I hate when they do that.
A lot of spoilers. A lot of spoilers.
There's quite a few spoilers, I hope. Maybe it was tasteful where, you know, we have preconceived notions. They did, it looks like they're going to be focusing a lot of time in on the prison. Actually, I guess we should start by saying, Aaron, how much have you seen of Walking Dead?
The last thing I saw, because I actually stopped watching it, I know people are like, oh, it's a great show and everything like that. It's a good show. I mean, it's just there's other stuff I was watching at the time, I think, and I kind of fell out of that one.
So where'd you get?
I got to where they were going to the prison.
Really? That was it. Season two.
Where I think, no. Okay, I remember. They were in the prison and they met the inmates, a couple of the inmates that were in there. And the main character killed one.
Yeah.
Just like hatchet to the head or like whatever. And then I think after that, they locked the skinny black guy out.
Yep.
And I heard he came back.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah, because they're on season four and I'm saying spoilers right now. But after they locked him out, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, to me, it must be a very character-heavy show because I don't see how far you can go with zombies.
Yeah, it is very character-driven, and it's kind of has the Game of Thrones-esque to it where you really don't know who's going to die. It's not as crazy as Game of Thrones because you're pretty sure Rick isn't going to get his head lobbed off.
Oh, yeah, a la... Snow Ned. Or whatever, not Jon Snow. I'm Ned Stark.
Come on, man. Yeah, get with it.
Well, it's his dad, so I was in the same family at least.
He's the bastard son.
Yeah, that's cool that you don't know who's gonna, you know, what other secondary characters are gonna stay around.
Yeah,
but I mean,
the element of surprise they always have.
What's his name? Ned Stark's family, nobody's safe in that universe. Like, nobody. They can have a main character for, you know, 5 seasons, get his eye gouged out in season 6, episode 1. And you're just like, what? I was following him the whole time, yeah. And now he's gone.
Laura, how far did you get in Walking Dead before you stopped?
I'm shaking my head right now because I never watched the show.
You never watched the show?
No.
Blasphemy.
Do you have Netflix?
That's why.
Uh-oh.
I never invested in Netflix. Sorry.
I've never heard anybody consider Netflix an investment.
It is. It is an investment.
I should get it, but I don't know.
Priorities. More money, more problems.
No, it's just work too much, and I don't have time to like sit
work
down.
Too much, and not really any problems.
YouTube, you watch a lot of YouTube, right?
I do, but I have YouTube on my phone.
Well, because this is what I did with. I'd never watched True Blood, but everybody was telling me how good it was, and so on YouTube, they have a recap of each episode. So I literally watched recap of like season 1, 2, and 3.
That's a good idea.
For every single episode, and it caught me up. And then I tried to watch an episode, and I was bored out of my mind because it wasn't going fast enough because the recaps was just all the action. It was like a 3-minute, you know, recap of the episode.
Yeah.
But it was just all the action parts or whatever, you know, and then the big plots, you know.
So this trailer, a couple things. Looks like they're going to spend a lot of time in the prison, and they kind of already spoiled that there's going to be a protagonist. Well, there's always a protagonist, but they kind of, someone's messing with them and leading zombies to the gates, and it's got to be the governor, right?
Is he alive in there? I don't know where they left off with him, see?
They didn't, I can't spoil too much, because it was a big scene in the last third season, and you got to
imagine clearly he's not.
See, I already spoiled it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you spoiled it right there. It's like, it's got to be the governor, right? Well, I thought he was dead.
I don't know. There's an unnamed protagonist, and they're going to be leaving. I don't know.
If you watch the trailer, then you'll just, it's all spoilers.
Yeah.
You can see who's there, and then later on in the trailer, who's not there. Yeah. And yeah, so it's like, okay, all right, then we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, or we at least have a formulated theory of what's going to happen. You know? So the trailer does more spoiling than we could ever do, I think. So watch at your own risk is what I would say.
What do you think about the Spider-Man trailer that they, the unveiling of Electro?
I like Ray, the movie Ray, but when you put electricity on Ray, you know, was kind of, I mean, he just looked like a black guy with skin disease. I don't know. Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I saw the trailer where he's like in the, he's like in some sort of restraints.
Yeah.
And then it turns to his face and he says, I'm Electro or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool. There was no big reveal, though. Like, I don't know what Marvel's Ultimate Electro really looks like. It's not the old classic Electro with the yellow and green suit and the lightning mask and everything like that. So I think they were going off the Ultimate Electro, but I don't know what that Electro looks like.
Yeah, and but also, this isn't Marvel. This is Sony.
This is Sony? It's not Marvel?
Mm-mm. This is not a Marvel Studios flick.
This is a Sony's. That's terrible.
Sony has the rights to Spider-Man, and I think Fox.
Fox is X-Men, yeah.
Has X-Men.
And they actually showed, because Comic-Con's going on right now, they showed the Sentinel. Did you see that?
Yes.
And they also showed some of the costumes for this X-Men Future Past with, what's his name? Jean-Luc Picard.
Patrick Stewart?
As Professor X. They showed his little costume and then the other guy.
Isn't it just a suit?
No, they actually had like a, because I guess the story is taking place between two different times.
So they're going to mix both
the first class and so they showed like Bishop, the guy who's going to play Bishop in this movie.
Oh, was that Mr. Echo from Lost? Did you watch Lost?
I didn't watch Lost either because I did the exact same thing I did with True Blood where I watched the little quick recap. And then when I tried to watch the episode, I was bored because.
So basically you're letting these recaps ruin TV shows.
These recaps enhance these TV shows because it skips all the BS dialogue and gets right to the nitty gritty of the story.
I would figure as a filmmaker such as yourself, you'd want to get every little aspect to soak in the dialogue and the little idiosyncrasies.
I think one of my goals as a filmmaker / story writer is to try to figure out how to cut out all that stuff to where everything is important.
So how about you just make the previews for
that's what gets people interested the most, but I think you can do a story where it's nonstop, you know, interest and everything like that. Like the Smallville TV show, I never really watched all that. I may have watched like one episode, but people really watch that to see Superman do Superman stuff, right? I mean,
and he couldn't even fly.
And he couldn't even fly. Yeah, but I didn't really watch it for him to talk to Lois. Like, what do I need to see? What do I need to see a conversation with Superman?
Oh my gosh, yeah. You could tell you're not married.
Oh yeah, yeah, I am not, ladies. I'm not. But the stuff in between can be cut shorter or made to be more interesting.
Were you excited for Spider-Man 2, or have you seen Spider-Man the latest reboot?
I saw the latest reboot, and it was a meh. I didn't really care for, you know, him versus the lizard.
Plot holes took me completely out of that one.
Well, I mean, it's a Marvel, or not a Marvel, it's a comic book movie. So they kind of, you know, they try to fill in plot holes as much as they could, but they really, I don't know. It's never a comic book to movie direct.
I think I'm going to go to Comic-Con next year.
Hmm. That'd be interesting.
I have no idea, like, how, or if you got to pay for a day at a time, or if
isn't it like $40?
Per day, or?
Yeah, because it can't be $40 for the whole, because it's like a week thing, or a three-day thing?
Usually, I think. Isn't it up to Sunday?
It's a weekend thing, yeah, because it's from the 18th to the 21st.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just a weekend thing.
I want to go.
I mean, with all the panels and all the stuff that they show there, yeah, it seems interesting. And then it seems like Hollywood is really, definitely. Because they look like they had a red carpet from, like, one of the trailers I saw that was just on the dashboard of the Xbox.
Well, yeah. It's really big in San Diego.
Yeah, and they have, like, directors there, actors from TV shows and movies all show up.
Yeah, looking at a lot of the panels, it should be TV show con or something, because they've got panels from everything that I'm into outside of, you know, work or whatever, the podcasts I listen to, the TV shows I watch, to just every single thing is at Comic-Con.
But it's all in that same universe of from just listening to comic book or reading comic books to, you know, video game stuff to
the Xbox is there.
The PlayStation. Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is there. Community is there.
Yeah, all of them.
Comedy podcast, comedians, everywhere on Instagram. It's just everybody's there.
Yeah, they try to keep everything in that same realm at Comic-Con, you know, so it won't get boring, I guess.
Magic the Gathering.
I don't know why that's there. Exactly.
Wow, haters.
I'm sorry. That's probably in the back of the convention.
The corner.
With the three people that are playing this. Like, I'm going to tap my mana here. Like, you guys keep it down. There's real stuff going on in Hall A.
It's about to get real. My gloves are coming off. My shirt's coming off.
Let's keep all that on, please.
Okay, the shirt will stay
on. All that.
Pants are definitely coming off.
Definitely keep that on.
All right, here we go, Aaron. We're going to pull our pants down and measure here.
We're not doing nothing of the sort.
Magic is what my card game of choice. Aaron
doesn't have a card game.
No,
of choice
you
anymore.
Better not do this to me. Don't you do this to me.
No, did not have a card game of choice.
Your card game
Thank you, Laura. My card game of choice was, past tense, Yu-Gi-Oh.
And this was like less than a year ago.
This was, no, more than a year ago now, because they've changed the game now. The game is 180 degrees different from what it used to be. I would say 360, but then it'd be right exactly where it used to be. So 180 degrees from where it used to be. It's a totally different game now, and that's why I got out of it.
So you're never making a comeback?
Never making a comeback.
Are you looking to switch to a superior card game?
I am not looking to switch to any card games anymore. I think I'm over the card game genre. And it was only made a resurgence because some friends had, you know, some cards. And this is when, before the game had changed, some friends had some cards, and I still had some old cards from, you know, right out of high school or whatever. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I got cards, you got cards, let's play again. And we did for some time. And
you were beating everybody.
No. No, no.
Oh, when I played, it seemed to be like Aaron was the guru with his water deck.
Well, because, yeah, I mean,
everyone was talking about the feared water deck. And sure enough, when I played, Aaron's water deck beat me.
It was a boss deck. It wasn't like I was, you know.
And then it seemed like I'm just going to be an outsider here. Right. It seemed like once you started getting your tail whooped all the time, you weren't interested anymore.
No. That definitely wasn't the deal.
Laura, hold on, let's ask Laura. Was that the deal?
Laura never played.
But she looks like she's probably heard stories from Javier.
Javier barely played.
But he played.
He played like three games, maybe, in his entire life.
And he probably went straight to Laura and said, Aaron's getting his butt kicked. He doesn't want to play no more.
No.
So why don't you...
I don't know what happened.
I tell you this, too, because even...
You just look disinterested. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just...
Because I remember you tried to teach me. And
for a little while, yeah.
Yeah, because you just didn't care. You were just like, I'll just be somebody's tutor.
Yeah, when the game was still interesting, I was like, yeah, everybody should be playing this game. There's a lot of strategy in it. But now, it's totally just different. It's like the quickest thing. I don't even think the people that were playing before that I played with, that were hardcore playing, I don't think they play anymore either.
No Adam, no Noel.
Adam seems like, I don't know if maybe plays. I haven't heard Noel talk about it, but they seem like they're on League of Legends more than anything else.
LOL.
Yeah.
LOL.
I don't know. I haven't heard anybody play Yu-Gi-Oh! Anymore. I think that change ran its course because it kind of ran into a brick wall.
It was so serious.
Yeah, it used to get gangsta in there. I'm telling you, it was
so serious.
It was some stuff. Yeah.
Well, did you watch the? I don't know who sent it to who, but did you watch the video clip of who stole the Yu-Gi-Oh deck?
Oh yeah, the fight in the streets. Yeah.
Now we have a similar story here, Aaron. I wasn't there, so I.
I wasn't there either.
You weren't there?
No.
Oh, well, let's try and tell the story.
That was piece together from evidence that wasn't. Because
this upset me.
This was
this story upset me.
I don't know. A friend was accused of stealing.
There was more to it. So let's set the scene.
What's the scene besides?
So it was who was there? Jerry.
Jerry was there. Noel was there, and Adam was there,
and they were at a tournament. So if you guys don't know that these...
I don't know if they were at a tournament or they were just playing at the...
I'm pretty sure it was a tournament because that's where they would have their cards out and be holding
everybody,
other people's cards.
I've gone to plenty of places with no tournaments and they just have cards out.
Oh, my gosh.
They were at a setting.
Okay, they were at a setting
where cards were exposed.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yes, Yu-Gi-Oh cards were exposed everywhere.
And as the story was told to me... Adam was accused of stealing someone's cards, which he didn't steal.
Yes.
And they were threatening to beat him up?
Yes. They wanted to fight him.
These were hooligans.
For the cards. I don't even know if you can put the word hooligan with somebody that plays Yu-Gi-Oh!
Well, Adam was scared from what I hear. They were all scared. Noel backed down out of a fight. You know, Noel talks huge.
Well,
I'll beat him up. You mess with me, I'll hit you.
I wasn't there.
And then at this one, he wanted to be peacemaker.
I wasn't there because I said, like, they told me about all this afterwards. And I was like, I would have handled the situation a little differently. You know, I'm not saying I was going to go up there and fight anybody like that. But it's like, not to be, you know, all gangster or hardcore, but it's just like, if you're going to do something, just do it, you know. I'm not about to sit here and just talk about, you know, some stuff. I would have just bounced out. I'm like, look, I didn't do it. If you want to, you know, take it any further, then we'll take it some further. But until then, you know, I got things to do.
I remember we were giving them crap because they did not go to that card shop for a while.
Oh, yeah, they didn't return.
They were scared. They were afraid of these guys, these ruffians.
But it's like...
Because he was accused of stealing their cards.
These are hundreds of dollars worth of cards, you know. That's what these people put into their decks. They put that type of money in there, which I was never going to even put any type of cash like that into, you know, these type of cards. But this is their investment. So, you know, which I don't see
it. Got a little heated.
Yeah, it gets heated, you know, and they don't want to lose the hundreds of dollars worth of cards that they, you know, spent their hard-working money on.
And then what do we find out later?
That apparently he did take the cards?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that surprising?
Not to me.
No?
No, because I was like... I told him, I think, that night. I was like, you know, you not going back makes it look like you took them. So I'm like, then you may have you just took them. Like, I was like, I don't care. If you took them, you took them. Whatever. It's no skin off my back, yeah. You know? It's just, hey, whatever. That's your deal.
Cold stuff, because he came back adamant that he didn't do Adam. And that
wow,
he,
that's terrible.
That he didn't do it. And then we find out later he did. I was a little heartbroken.
Hey, people, you live and learn. And then there's hugs. You know,
Adam's a big fan of the podcast.
He's my boy still, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I still have his back, you know. Then I just don't. I don't play Yu-Gi-Oh anymore. So,
Why you got out of the game, Aaron?
No,
is it just
please.
Too hardcore.
I don't let people scare me away from no game. The game is terrible now. That's the problem.
So, for those listening who have never played Yu-Gi-Oh, what's so terrible about it now?
So they've changed it up. Where they have these things called synchros, and they have exceed monsters, and it just like breaks the game. There's no real purpose for the lower monsters. I don't even know if they make, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh players would know it. Normal monster cards that have no effects anymore. Hmm. Like, I don't even know if they make cards like that. And if they do, they're probably on the field for like 2 seconds, and then they're off again.
You're blown up by some.
Like, yeah, there's no. So, I don't know what their Konami's whole strategy was for their big change, but I mean, they thought it was a. Because at the time, I thought their biggest competitor was Magic,
mm-hmm.
And Magic, I don't see anybody really winning a game first turn.
Never.
Yeah, you know?
It's impossible.
In Yu-Gi-Oh, it's all too common. Hmm. If you get the right hand, you know, the right setup or whatever, somebody can just win in at least 2 turns.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Wizards of the Coast and their ability to keep Magic the Gathering. Oh, man. Keeping Magic level. And even when some things do get out of whack, you know, the cards turn over a few times a year, and they're quick to make adjustments, and I don't know.
And for a while, they were with Yu-Gi-Oh. They made some adjustments, but it's I don't know. They lost track of control of their own monster, and it ran rampant around the world, and it was terrible. And I was like, I'm not going to buy, you know, $100 to keep up with these new decks or whatever, and to play a game for 2 seconds. They made the game a lot quicker. It used to be a slower game. And then Jerry, one of the other listeners to the podcast, we were talking about it one day, and he's like, there's no clutch moments anymore. You know, even in the cartoon, they would have the main character use the heart of the cards, quote unquote, and he'd pull out something out of his butt and be like, oh wow, now I'm back in the game, and I was almost dead. I had like one life point left, and now I can, you know, come back somehow. There's really no real clutch moments left in the game. So it's like, you know, when you're beat, you're beat. You just give up.
And is there anything else you're looking forward to out of Comic-Con?
Nothing really. I haven't seen anything. I mean, because I don't even want to see that X-Men movie. I'm not really interested in that.
No.
No. I just brought that up because maybe somebody was interested in that.
It's a little podcast magic. Sometimes we're going to talk about things that we don't care about, but we're just going to assume you guys want to hear it.
Well, because, I mean, until Disney buys X-Men back, I don't think they're going to make a good X-Men movie. And it's a sad shame because I don't think anybody's going to play Professor X like Jean-Luc Picard. So they can't find any other bald actor that fits that role perfectly. And so we have to wait another probably 10 years before we get another, you know, decent X-Men movie or something like that. A reboot, you know.
Yeah, just the endless cycle of reboots.
But there's not a lot more coming out of Comic-Con that I mean, it's still only day two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by next podcast, episode 4, there'll probably be a lot more information coming out. Especially for TV shows and stuff, too.
Laura, anything to add to that?
Have you even kept up with the Comic-Con or no?
Not really. Yeah. I'm excited for it, but I haven't.
I think we're going to play our first game, everybody. This game is going to be called, we're going to test Laura.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh.
So can we queue up the Let's Test Lore theme? Nope. Nope. Okay. No. Engineer Kyle is saying we don't have that yet.
Wow.
So let's give Lore a test, Aaron. Where's a good place to start?
A test on what?
Nerddom.
Nerddom? Wow. That could be anywhere.
Exactly. Let's give her something easy. Start in the realm of Skyrim.
What?
What is the translation of Dovahkiin?
Wow.
I don't remember.
I'm going to be honest. I don't.
I don't either. I'm sorry.
You guys.
Hey.
I know there is something.
Is it Dragonborn?
I have no idea.
I just know it has the most epic theme song.
Let's search.
I beat the game pretty fast. You know, became Dragonborn in like an hour. As opposed to waiting, you know, several hours before actually continuing with that.
What is Wolverine's real name?
Is that a trick question?
No, I'll accept any of them.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to say, because like...
I don't know.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh my gosh. Hugh Jackman. I would have accepted Hugh Jackman.
That's what I was expecting her to say. Oh, I know his name. It's Hugh Jackman. What does it translate? You found out already?
Yeah. It says, a Dovahkiin is a dragon, or dragonborn is a mortal man or woman born with the soul of a dragon.
Well, there you have it.
Wow.
It saves the day.
Pass.
Oh, really? Well, then she could just Google search any of the answers and she'll pass.
Know either?
I never claimed to know. I was the first one to actually say I have no idea.
I haven't played that game in a while, too, so kind of.
You still didn't finish Fallout 3.
I know.
You never found your father?
No, wow, that's terrible.
No.
And I believe that was another game that I recommended for you? Yes. Yeah, well, I'm 2 for 2. Red Dead, Fallout 3.
Anybody could have called those games.
Oh, really? Anybody? Okay. Never want to give credit where credit's due.
Well, there was one game that you told us to
please play. Share this. Share this.
Oh, yeah, that I really hated. I really hated. Like, why did I buy this game? It's actually an arcade game.
Oh, an arcade game? What's the arcade game?
That counts. We'll count it against him.
Yeah.
What is that? Wannabe Minecraft?
Oh, that thing was stupid, Aaron.
Wait. Are you talking about Castle Miner?
Castle Miner Z
came out before I recommended it to everybody.
Yes.
I said, as soon as Minecraft comes out, I'm probably going to switch over to that one. This one was to hold me over. I had fun with Castle Miner Z. I'm not going to take that back.
No, stupid.
I had fun with
it. The game was dumb. If you developed it out there, stop listening to the podcast.
But
hit unlike...
He's probably typing away at him right now.
I know. Like, I hate your show.
But it was. I said that was just a holdover until Minecraft, which it did, and you know, pretty much everybody moved over to the Xbox 360 version of Minecraft.
I still hated it. I was like, this is not Minecraft.
Stupid. Was he?
Was he? That's the thing.
It's because I watched a lot of YouTube videos on Minecraft, and then when I got to, I mean, I was excited for that. You know.
I gave people fair warning.
What about when you talked to me into getting, was it Project Darkness?
Never even heard of that game.
What is it? Something Darkness.
Perfect Dark?
Perfect Dark, yeah.
All right.
You talked me into Perfect Dark.
You can put a poll up online.
But everybody was excited for that game.
Yeah, everybody that played.
Was because of Aaron hyping it.
Everybody that played that game.
And
that grew up with 64. Everybody still says... that 007 on the 64 is one of the greatest first-person shooters,
of its time,
right? Now,
then,
at the time, Perfect Dark was the same type of shooter, exact same game pretty much, different storyline, but they had the exact same weapons, levels for the multiplayer and everything. So it was the same thing, but they just added a whole bunch more on. So
it didn't stand the test of time.
To me, it did. I still love the game. It's just everybody else, because they didn't grow up with it, were dating it because they grew up with Halo 1 as their, you know, first person shooter. True. To You know, I was just that was mine. Perfect Dark was the
best part of the reboot of Perfect Dark was being able to punch Peter Molyneux in the face.
You can punch Peter Molyneux in the face, and then they still, I think today, Perfect Dark does things that first person shooters nowadays don't even do, and they're good freaking.
For example,
if you're running, we're playing multiplayer. Say in Call of Duty, what if this could happen? In Call of Duty, we're running around, and you see somebody that has a gun that, you know, he's picked up and you know, he's built up, I should say, leveled up, and it's all cool, and he's killing everybody with it. And you switch to your fists, and you switch to disarm, and you punch him, and it knocks the gun out of his hand onto the floor, giving you a chance to either pick up the gun or just kill him instantly with something else.
Wow.
They don't do that with... They do that on Perfect Dark, though.
Disarm.
You can disarm people in that. Here's another thing that they don't do in first-person shooters. If I punch somebody, their screen goes a little blurry because they're disoriented from me punching them in the face.
So it's more detailed.
But how is that so? And the game came out in 92 or something like that? 94? Come on now. We've made leaps and bounds in video game technology.
I want to go punch someone in the face in a video game.
Disarm.
I remember doing that in 007. You remember he'd throw up like his little karate hands?
He karate chopped. Now, see, they still have punching and stuff in video games, but the disarm is not there.
And then the 007, the noise he'd make when he threw punches?
Oh, he's just breathing heavy. And then they have, like, you can poison people.
What?
You can't poison people. Look, see, now, where is this?
In Call of Duty, when have I ever needed to take a drink of water, though?
What do you mean, drink of water?
How are you going to poison me in a first-person
shooter? No, they have poison darts. They had poison darts. You would shoot somebody with the crossbow.
Okay, and then what happens? They just lose life over time?
He loses life over time just a little bit, and then he got blurry vision. Your character would get blurry vision as well. And then you wouldn't die from the poison dart unless you got, like, tagged up, like, countless amount of times. But if you got hit once, it would just, like, take you down to almost death. They had plenty of things. They had unique weapons that they don't even have in first-person shooters nowadays. The laptop gun. You can throw your gun on a wall, and it just shoots for you as a turret. Where are those guns at? It was ahead of its time, people. And it still is. You guys just went off the graphics. And maybe the frame rate probably took a dip because of, you know, how old it was or whatever. But it's still...
It was just pretty hard, actually.
I think it holds weight. I might even play that when I get home.
Yeah, no, you're talking it up.
Yeah, I might play when I get home because they probably got updates and everything for it. It has a challenge mode with 30 different challenges that are all four players co-op against different difficulties of AI. Where do you see that in games now, too? The last thing I remember is
hopefully
in Halo with Spartan Ops.
That used to be really fun to do on Unreal Tournament, too. We used to set up LAN parties and then just have countless waves of AI playing against us and do Capture the Flag.
Yeah, see, and it's the
on
same
the modded
thing.
Level, so we were playing like in Bikini Bottoms.
Wow.
We'd be in Bikini Bottoms in SpongeBob's house, like doing these Unreal Tournament. It was awesome.
That was definitely, if any of you, and I know Steven Gutierrez would be the main one to be like, oh, Perfect Dark was terrible. I shouldn't have bought that game. There's so many things. Nobody gave it a chance. That's what I think. And I will go home and play that game when I get off this podcast because it deserves a second playthrough. Counter co-op. Where do you have that in games anymore?
Speaking of the end of the podcast, it's about that time, everybody. It's the time where the podcast ends and we all go home. And I don't know. I think it was a pretty good show. What do you think, Aaron?
It was good, yeah. I always enjoy my time.
Well, what grade would you give Laura?
Oh, wow. That's on the spot. Wow. Thinking that she actually exceeded expectations. I thought she was going to be a lot more shy than, you know, she actually commented.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. D minus.
Oh, shit.
No, she did fine. She did fine.
See,
yeah.
When we were scouting her on Xbox Live, she's loud and she's just into these games and a monster. And then we're like, oh, you want to get on a podcast? She goes, I'm shy. Yo soy
like,
shy.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I'm comfortable with you guys. And then I know there's going to be other people listening to it eventually. I mean, they're going to go back and and listen to it.
And they're like, critique the hell out of it.
This girl, jeez. So I'm kind of, I'm still kind of jittery.
Show is changing all the time.
Show is changing. We're going to be doing more of these. We're going to try and stick to 2 a week.
By episode 300.
Am I participating on the next one?
We certainly hope so.
Yeah, hope so. I'm telling you, by like I said, by episode 300, it shouldn't sound anything like episode 4 or 5.
I have to say, this is the first time I've ever had a girl in my room.
That's terrible.
It wasn't my wife. What do you think of my room here?
It's very nerdy.
Wow. Okay.
That was a good honest opinion.
Oh, I like the color block. Yeah.
Why don't you just take a look around the room and describe what you see for the listeners at home.
Red curtains.
Like a woman would go straight to the curtains. The color.
Yeah. So we got red curtains.
The heroic age.
That's a comic book poster. Captain America.
Yeah. This is like the Avengers,
Thor,
pretty much up there.
Iron Man.
Is that what that is?
Basically.
I don't know who the gorilla is.
Solomon Grundy.
That can't be Solomon Grundy. DC.
I was just trying to see. Yeah. Go with that one.
It's a mixture, no?
No, that's they don't cross.
No, that's all Marvel.
Yeah, that's all Marvel.
Well, you've heard it here first, people. I have red curtains in my room.
Blue room. It's really tranquil. Blue is really a tranquil color.
That's why we have her on the podcast.
Other than that, you want to hear voice stuff? There's a guitar. There's drum sets. There is. I see a lot of mics.
Trophies
for I don't know what. Basketball?
Yeah, that's basketball. That's when I was like 10.
People. Go ahead and put all your information out there so people can rob you.
People are going to find my house.
Exactly. Oh, man, he got guitars and you know, laptops and all that stuff. A whole bunch of mics, apparently. Let's start our own band in his house. Go ahead. He's putting up everything.
In the chess game.
It's the show.
The show.
This is your man room, huh? And your sex mirrors.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wow, the S word.
You heard it first.
See, you and Aaron were both saying that word. I don't understand what a sex mirror is.
Why was it you and Aaron?
Well, because when I came in, both of you guys were talking about
That's
it.
That's because Potty Mouth Laura over here was
talking
about
it.
I said it first?
Yes.
I have no recollection.
Sex mirrors.
I have no recollection of that.
Mirror doors for your closet.
Why do you call it a sex mirror?
Laura.
I took after you. You said it
you
first.
You didn't take off of me. I'm an African-American black person.
Whoa, race card.
Yeah, I pull it because I have it.
That's the reason.
Well, I'm going to pull out my Mexican-American.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't think you guys have cards. Green ones, maybe. I don't think. We've gone way too racist into this.
This has been Video Game Bang. If you're not already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. Visit our website online, www.videogamebang.blogspot.com.
Any more words in that, that URL?
Well,
thank you for joining.
There we go. Thank you for joining. I think Did she get her catchphrase?
No. Yeah, that's probably the first time that
Aaron's phone rings.
Wow, that's Jennifer Urban, by the way.
Everybody, the weakest ringtone I've ever heard.
You know what that is? You know what? I'm sorry. Real quick, that ringtone is it's a ringtone that it's easy for me to hear. That's why. That is just easy for me to hear. That's why.
Because he's getting old in his ears. Right?
Yeah, I can't hear like I used to.
And we will see you on the internet.